in studio. We have Rick Dines and Tony Wheeler. Rick Dines is directing and Tony Wheeler is playing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in SCT's Springfield Contemporary Theater's production of the drama by Katori Hall, The Mountaintop, which opens tonight and,
right. Yeah,
and runs through October 30th. All right, I'm just going to leave it open to whichever one of you wants to jump in first and talk about this show. I guess you could call it a docudrama.
Kind of. Basically, what Katori Hall has done is set forth a historical fiction of sorts for that takes place in the Lorraine Motel,
room 306, the room that MLK stayed in the night before his assassination. And so this is a fictional series of events that happens the night before. He has just returned from Mason Temple giving his mountaintop
fictional
speech.
Fictional conjecture, you might say. And, because we don't know for sure what happened.
I guarantee you parts of this did not happen. But, but
well, that's drama for you.
He's just returned and from giving that speech and calls down for room service. And the woman who brings up a cup of coffee to him and he get in a conversation. And at first we just think it's, you know, the maid and Dr. King talking about stuff in their personal life, stuff about the movement, stuff about all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And as this unfolds, not to give too much away, there's a major revelation and shift that she might not be who she says she is.
Yep.
And the second half of the show takes a very different turn. But it's a very dramatic piece, a very poignant piece, surprisingly very funny piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real quickly you go, oh, it's the night before his assassination. This is going to be really heavy. And the thing is that he doesn't know that. I mean, it's not, you know, he doesn't come into the night knowing that's what's happening tomorrow. So it's not like it comes from that perspective. You know, I mean, we do that tension overrides the whole show, but he doesn't know that. So.
Although the speech that he gave to the sanitation workers for the it was rather prophetic.
It was. Yeah, it was.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, man, I want to say good morning to y'all, man. How y'all doing? It's a celebration to see your face, my brother.
How are you?
You're good, 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 man. I tell you,
it's been a while since you've been here.
Yeah, man. I tell you, last time I saw you was Black History Month, my brother.
Yeah.
I'm tell you this. I'm absolutely really excited about this project. This is something that has actually come. Martin Luther King has actually been a major part of my life, and not for the reasons that you generally think that they are. I'm what you call a Jamaican. I'm half Jamaican, I'm half American. And the Tony Wheeler that necessarily you hear right now is not the Tony Wheeler at the age of when I was about 5 years old.
Mm.
I spent most of my life, majority of time around my immediate family. So I speak what you call patois, Jamaican. You know, so when my mother, you know, the five-year-old Tony was like, Mommy, hey, why we fit for breakfast? You know, that was who I was.
Yes, yes.
But the thing that I could tell you, I grew up, me and my parents were immigrants. I lived in the hood, and it wasn't necessarily, I don't know if you've ever been to the hood, but they are not very much appreciative of things that are maybe different. And so I had a rough time at school. I was always getting made fun of, like they was always pulling, like I think at recess they pulled grass out of ground. It was like, hey dude, this is money in your country, you know, all types of things. It was rough.
Kids are rough.
Kids,
man,
can be rough. And but one of the things that actually changed everything, was the, I believe it was around the time when they just created Black History Month. And we had our very first Black History Assembly.
Okay.
And they came to us and they all of a sudden they said, we want people to do Rosa Parks, we want people to do this. And they said, Martin Luther King. And I was like, yo. And the one thing that my mother always had is that she had these record players. She had these records and she had all of Martin Luther King's
speeches. Okay.
And every Sunday when I got up in the morning, I knew it was time to go to church because I heard the I Have a Dream speech. I had heard that speech every single Sunday. From childhood. So I was like, oh, I think I could do that. So I walked up on that stage, and I'm telling you, the joke started. Oh, it's going to be Jamaican Martin Luther King, cuz. Listen to him. I Have a Dream, man. And I was like, yo. And I remember I got angry. I got immediately angry.
Of course.
And I walked up on that stage,
And what a great motivator that can be, too, for an actor.
They gave me that speech, and they had it just a little split lines here and there.
Yeah.
And I went on this up there, and I was like, I want to live in a place where my four little children will live in a world where they will not be judged by the content of their, the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today that we will all sing that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. And it was dead silent.
I don't doubt it.
And I looked up from the paper, and my teacher, she had tears in her eyes. She said, the part for Martin Luther King has officially been closed. Come here, little boy. And she hugged me. And I performed that in front of 500 people. And I remember.
Now, where was this school?
This was actually Irvin Junior High. This is Kansas City. I'm from Kansas City.
Okay.
And I tell you, I mean, it just, everything for me changed at that moment. I remember afterwards, I got a standing ovation, 500 people in an auditorium. How many handshakes? Young man.
Now, how old were you at this point?
At this time, I'm around 12.
Oh.
I'm 12. And they come to me and they say, how did that voice come out of this little 12-year-old kid? And I remember specifically walking, everything changed. I walked down the hallways and they said, hey, that's that Jamaican kid? Oh, yeah, he's an actor. He's a great actor. And I was like, I didn't even know what an actor was, really. I was like, and that's the last moment I said, that's right, I'm an actor. So it's really to come full circle.
So it's really been part of your life ever since.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now, you know, in this show, Martin Luther King is 39. You know, I'm 38 now. Mm. You know, he was mildly out of shape, which kind of works out for me in this, in this show. I'm a method actor. What can I say?
Yeah, right.
but, yeah, I tell you, man, I between what Rick, me and Rick, we had a conversation. And when I read the script, I was like, Rick, I want to do this. And then I was like, I know I don't want to do it during Black History Month. No, I want to make sure. Let's not do the status quo. Hmm. Let's really delve in. And he was brave and said, hey, here we go. You want to go on this ride? Let's go. And I tell you, you come to this show, it's going to be magic. I tell you, you're going to laugh. You might cry. I tell you, it's going to be this is if you've never been to a play in a long time, this is the one. This is the one you come to. Plus, I'm Tony Wheeler. You got to come out, come check me out.
There you go.
I do have to say, it was probably about 9 to 12 months ago. I've known Tony for 18 years.
Yeah.
And I had never heard this story about his childhood. And he told it 9 or 10 months ago. And honestly, after he told that story, I instantaneously pulled out my phone because I was familiar with this play, but I hadn't seen a production of it. Mm. And I pulled out my phone and ordered a copy of the script on the spot. And as soon as it came in, that's when I called Tony and said, Tony, I have this script I want you to read.
Yeah, sure. He said, baby, read this.
because
it didn't take much persuasion.
I've read it. And I'm not a reader. Like, I don't know if you know this about Tony Wheeler. I'm kind of lazy. I eventually get around to things, but I read that one that night, the next day. And I said, Rick,
There we go.
So, yeah, man.
This is just a two-character play.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
Absolutely.
Tony's working his butt off, which is surprising since after the preface he just gave.
Right.
Tony is doing probably the best performance I've ever seen out of him. It is the most nuanced performance that's just all over the place in a good way.
And my co-star, Amber Mann. Wow.
Yeah, Amber Renee, who plays opposite Tony as Kameh.
She cannot be here today, so.
Yeah.
Amber has a theater degree from down in Texas. She and her husband moved to L.A. and then moved here because he's getting his master's at MSU. And this is only her second show in Springfield. And I am telling you, what a talent we have in her. She's just dynamic and
I'm telling you,
funny.
This is the show.
And,
is the show. This is the show you come and see. Like, all you folks out there, you listening, this is the one. This is the one you say, all right, hey, date night. Say, hey, listen, if you need to make it, fellas out there, if you messed up with your wife, I got your back, brother. I got your back on this show, all right? I'll tell you, this is the one you come out for. This is where you get your brownie points. That's it. Yeah, man. You might get lucky after this. I'm going to let you It's going to be a wave of emotions, my brother. It's great. This one is a great date night show. So, yep.
The maid's name is Kameh, and I was thinking, after the soap, but it's not spelled quite the same way. But
well, and it's Kameh, short for Carrie Mae.
Carrie Mae, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The show does contain adult language and content, so keep that in mind. Yeah, as far as
it's mainly just a little bit of language.
Okay.
Yeah. Really more than content.
Yeah, it's not like Donald Trump or anything like that.
Okay. Well, performances, again, the run opens tonight, and it runs through the 30th. What else do people need to know about this show?
That's really the gist of it. I mean, it's a fairly brand new show. It won the Olivier Award in London and then played Broadway 3-4 years ago, and has become one of the most produced plays in the country since that Broadway run. So
small companies love these two character plays.
It's not even so much that; it's just that good a play.
This is a special.
It's just that good a play. Yeah. I mean, it's an award winning play.
Very special script.
It's a good script.
Absolutely,
so.
this one's special. I tell you, if you haven't been a play for a long time, this one got me out of my seat. I'm talking about doing research from everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, this one is worth it. This is that play you remember and say that one was special. Get your popcorn ready.
And maybe your handkerchiefs.
Add that too.
That too. All right. Tony Wheeler, and he is playing Martin Luther King Jr. in the play. And Rick Dines, the managing artistic director of SCT, is directing this show. And guys, thanks for being here.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
Hey, celebration.